From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the program, very harsh words for the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina. We'll speak with the editor of the New Orleans Times-Picayune. First, the lead. President Bush says he will oversee an investigation into how the government prepared for and reacted to the hurricane. He said bureaucracy is not going to stand in the way of getting the job done for the people.
We still live in an unsettled world. We want to make sure that we can respond properly if there's a WMD attack or another major storm. And so I'm going to find out over time what went right and what went wrong.
President Bush critical of the bureaucracy today at the White House. Now to New Orleans and the latest on relief efforts in the area. The Army Corps of Engineers is continuing to pump water out of New Orleans after patching two major levees which broke. On NBC's The Today Show, Mayor Ray Nagin said it's going to take weeks to remove the water and longer to clear debris.
It's not safe here. There's toxic waste in the water, there's dead bodies, mosquitoes, there's gas. We're losing, pumping about $1 million worth of gas a day in the air, and fires are getting ready to start. We don't have running water.
Officials are allowing some residents to return briefly to their flooded homes, and efforts continue to evacuate those people who've been holding out in New Orleans for more than a week. Mayor Nagin says some still don't want to leave.
They're pulling them out. They're disoriented. They're dehydrated. And we're pulling them out. So, but there's the extremes. You've got that, and you have people who are here saying, I'm not giving up on my city. I don't want to leave.